Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, the weekly quiz with Al Jackson, as Al Jackson quizzes Tom on a variety of subjects. But first, this.
Beer run.
All right.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5, a car and a key, and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pig Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, so to save some money, they got one off these hippies that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5er, car, a key, and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Found a store with the sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent him Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer, candy bar, walked over to where all them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back up, and he stopped. And he said, kid, I'm not going to call the cops, but I have to keep your card. The guys both took that pretty hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Oh, how happy we would be had we only brought a better fake ID on a B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. They met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He said he was the guy from Robert Earl's song, so he gave him the cash. He bought him some brews. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. Feeling so good, should have been a crime. Crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5er, car, a key, and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Is that your slide whistle, chick?
Yes.
You got some?
No.
Got some Vaseline over there?
No. Let's see how that got big news coming this break. Big
I'm
news.
I'm very excited about that.
You do?
Right
big
now,
news.
Right now, we're listening to a little number from.
The
Bob and Tom Archives. It's called "Taint Misbehavin'." It's very nice. And let's see, we have. Lot to get to here, including our good buddy, comedian Al Jackson. But first, let's introduce the cast here. Our engineer today is Ace Cosby.
Greetings.
That's Chick McGee.
Hello there.
That's Josh, who just got off the phone finally, apparently, with Chimney Guy. Is that going to happen today?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, good. We'll see about that.
Fingers crossed.
But you were leaving town. That's Christy. I'm Tom.
Hi,
thanks
everybody.
For joining us. Guests in the studio include handsome young comedians.
Yay.
Tim McLaughlin and Pat Godwin.
Thank you.
Speaking of handsome. Oh, man, it's the lady killer himself. He is.
I love this man.
Oh, damn.
He's Al Jackson. Hey, yes. Al, how are you?
What's up, y'all?
Al is one of the hosts on the TV of the Daily Blast. And Al has lived in many places in this great country of ours, including Beechwood, Ohio, which is.
The mean streets of Beechwood.
Yeah, the mean streets
yes,
of Beechwood.
Beechwood, Ohio.
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, California. Providence, Rhode Island. And
there was
now,
a five-year New York City stint in there.
Oh, there you go.
And now Denver, Colorado, where you are our West Coast correspondent one time zone over.
Well, Tom, it's all about that D, you know?
It's okay. Our mountain zone.
It's all about that D!
Mountain zone correspondent.
Now, are you still sad about the Cavs?
That was a rough one. Well, you know I went to game two, and after I went to game two, I was like, oh, we're done. It was just like, it was watching, like, sometimes when the varsity and the JV would scrimmage, it's like, oh, this is just, they're exercising against us. It's like cardio.
For the Cavs to get there, that's a remarkable achievement.
It was amazing. My team was in the finals.
Where do you want LeBron to end up?
You know what, Al? I don't know where LeBron's going to end up, but I know that J.R. Smith's not going to be on the team next year. I can tell you that.
I mean, can we talk about the fact that J.R. Smith definitely has, like, severe ADD?
Oh, yeah.
Like, something – he's like – you know, Chicky, you've been watching sports forever. Yeah. Like, J.R. Smith, he's a goofy dude, and he reminds me a lot of, like, some of the students I taught. Like, they're just some kids that just – are like, remember the old school term being a space cadet?
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
He is just like kind of zoned out. He's definitely high a lot. And I think that manifests itself in you not knowing the score in the NBA Finals game. He really just had no idea, which is borderline amazing.
He was so excited he got that rebound. He just ran out to midcourt.
Yeah, that'd be they could probably do an entire ESPN special on classic times in sports in which someone was unaware of what was going on. The famous guy that ran the wrong way with the recovered fumble.
The Vikings. Who was that, Chicky?
Jim Marshall.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Jim Marshall, yeah.
But we all do dumb stuff like that.
Sure.
Just yesterday, Ace and I were going somewhere, and
I managed
to miss the exit.
Hang on. Al had an insult for me, Tom. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Al.
No, I think the moment's passed, but I did say you hired Chick. And, that could be in the top five countdown. Chick signing his contract. Like, are you sure about this?
And I was going to buy you a couple drinks when I saw you.
Today we've been primarily mocking our guests, Tim and Pat. So,
oh, that's a shocker.
Thanks, Al.
But we're always kind to Al Jackson. Now, Al has been many things. He's a television host. He's on the BBC, among other things, and, of course, the Daily Blast. Al has been a teacher. What did you teach, biology?
I taught seventh grade science, which is kind of like everything. It's like biology, but it's also the planets and, you know, soil. Just stuff.
That sounds like a great class.
Stuff I clearly didn't know what I was talking about. It's like, well, you got the top of the dirt, and then underneath it, there's ants. I don't know. I don't know.
Agronomy meets biology or something. Now, Al, the reason we do this every week is we're trying to improve my hipness factor, if you will. My street cred, I believe it's called.
Tom, I think it's working. Just listen to how you sound right now.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's really
blend in right.
Being a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Touch. Kennedy had it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you. So, Al, let's start out. Give me the quiz. What do we got today?
All right, Tom, let's get started. Tom, you know my full name. What's my first name? Not Al. What's my full first name?
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not Alejandro.
Oh, my God.
It's not Aloysius.
No.
Christy, can you take the mic from him, please?
No,
you're going to say something about Hernando's Hideaway, aren't you?
Oh, the pajama game. Great play.
Hernando's Hideaway.
Ole. You don't like Hernando's Hideaway?
No.
That's one of the great songs of all time.
It's one of the great songs of all time, Al. Hernando's
Hideaway. That sounds
like
a great bar.
Dun, dun,
oh, there has
dun, dun, I bet, dun, dun, dun,
especially
dun.
In the 50s and 60s, there had to be a Hernando's Hideaway bar.
I give you a hint.
Is it? It's not Atlas.
No,
that's one of my nieces.
I was close. is it Aloysius Alexander? Algernon?
No, my freaking name.
Albert.
Yes. There we go.
There you go.
All right. So now that we know my name, Tom, what is a Prince Albert piercing?
Oh,
I know this. I know this because
this was the most oddly, and remember who's saying this. This was the most uncomfortable moment in a studio on this show ever.
What we were talking one day about this, Al, it's a piercing of the male member. We were talking about it, and of course, I didn't believe anyone would do that. And then within, what, 10 minutes?
Yep, guy drove in.
A guy drove
guy
over here.
Guy was at the door with it, and I don't
showed
know why.
Showed it to us.
We invited him in. I still don't know why.
Yep.
And then he asked, do you want to see it? And
yeah.
We all, and yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
There he was.
I would think that.
Calm down.
We got
all about that Pierce D.
We get on the topic of the Pierce
D. No, I just wanted, I was curious.
I can't believe I was, got to talk to it.
I don't.
We didn't have the internet back then, remember? So
I
we
know.
Couldn't Google
God,
it.
What would possess anyone?
Do you mean do you need
even
more
a, even a short discussion with a qualified urologist? You'd go, I'm not going to do that.
Do you need
absolutely
a more
not.
Specific explanation of what it is, Al, or is just
no? We got that. Okay.
Now, is it called Prince Albert? Because was the famous Prince Albert? Did he have this particular?
I don't know where the name comes from. Maybe that's something we can Google.
No,
but
Al, I know you have a couple tattoos. I know you have one that's actually a very special one involving a relative, but. Do you have any piercings?
I don't.
You never did. You never did the ears, even in Miami.
Never did the ears. I don't know where I would. What I would get. Yeah, it's never crossed my mind. Now, Tom, are you a fan of any other piercings that a lady might have, or would that be a turnoff for you?
I would be weirded. I guess pierced ears. I suppose. I mean, that's normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what if we go down? What about some door knockers?
No, that would.
There you go, door knockers.
Door
I like
knockers.
The belly. I like the belly button pierced.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have faux.
You don't see that anymore.
They have faux piercings for the door knockers. They're like pinchy. You pinch them in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. That's not.
Right on the nipples.
That doesn't, nip clips? That doesn't do much for me. That,
nip clips?
Kind of a.
Clipples, they call them.
Do they call them that? Okay. No, I
now.
That's kind of an. Really, I wouldn't expect to see
now,
that.
Now, didn't Prince Albert come in a can? Isn't that
yeah,
right?
That's the joke.
Well, pretty much anywhere he goes.
Well, usually with the British royalty, there was a lot of coming in cans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, so much for that.
Guys, let's keep it classy.
Blow from the wedding is off.
I don't know. I pierced ears, okay. I guess everything else is kind of weird, I think. But whatever. I know that's very popular with a lot more tattoos than you would have seen back in the day, certainly. Have you encountered the pierced nipples or any of the...
The pierced nipples are pretty regular. You at least get one. I just don't like a tattoo on the breast. I don't know why. I'm trying to get around it. It's just I don't want to read, and it's just, then I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And like if it's paws, like they need to be going the right way because it looks like a badger is trying to escape from your.
It's
I don't
weird.
Like the paw. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I would totally agree with.
Why
that.
Why does a woman get only one breast?
Is that some kind of code thing like it used to be? Wasn't it? Was it? What would
right is right, left is right.
Every
right
time
is wrong.
I've had that, it's been both. I've never
really?
Had the one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the one. It's usually both. I think once you're in there, you just get the. It's probably a package deal.
Yeah.
Can you do just one? I mean, do you get half off? You walk in and go.
Yes.
Hey, that'd be maybe. How
about?
They, well, how about
hold you down and do the other one?
How about one ear and one nipple?
That's weird.
I don't know. I'm let's move on to our next question. I'm very happy to be one for one. This is a big.
This is a good start, Tom. Now you're going to get this, so don't focus on what I'm saying and just stay the answer. You know the answer to this, Tom. What is a diss track?
A disc track?
No.
A diss. D-I-S-S track.
Okay. Well, I know what a diss means. That would be like an insult. A diss track. How about if you go to the Speedway, a diss track is open.
Oh my God.
Diss track is closed.
The Langvall's here.
You know what? Oddly enough, you're correct.
Is a diss track, I assume, is it a track as in record track? Like, so a diss track would be a recording that is insulting somebody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom really? Is two for two, and I need some more enthusiasm in that studio. This might be one of those days.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Tom. There is a dating app that you can get on your phone.
Right.
Obviously, you got Tinder. You have plenty of fish. You have Black People Meet.
Mm-hmm.
You have one called Bumble.
Yes.
What makes Bumble different than the other dating sites?
I actually know this because a good friend of mine has met someone. I believe they're actually going to get married.
On Bumble?
They met on Bumble about 5 or 6 months ago.
Married?
And they're gonna. I think I better be careful what I say. Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Okay.
He's great and she's great. She was explaining it to me, And there was the trick to this one was I think that she has to respond first.
She has to initiate the contact, yes.
That is correct.
We were at this party, and she was – I'd never been on one of those websites or whatever you call it, apps. And she was showing me, and I could not get over some of the pictures that guys put up. There'd be guys with pictures with, you know, like with their dog or with their snake. One guy was there with a picture of him and his mom. You know, the guys next to their trucks. And you think, geez, is this really going to be what they're looking for? But hey, different strokes for different folks, as they say, to quote the great Sly Sylvester. Sly Stone.
What?
Sylvester Stewart.
I didn't know Stallone sang.
Sly and the Family Stone.
You're doing
Stewart,
so
right?
Well.
Sly
and
different folks.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stewart, not Stallone.
Oh, Stewart, sorry.
Yeah.
And so on and Scooby Dooby Dooby. That was before Scooby Doo, the cartoon, I'll have you know. Al, I am 3 for 3. Do I win today?
You win. I have one more question, then we're going to go to the phrase of the day.
Okay, go ahead.
Tom, we know what the eggplant emoji is used for on your phone.
Yes.
What would be an emoji to symbolize female genitalia?
I know this one.
Of course you do.
Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
It can be.
It's not a fruit or a vegetable.
It is. I would go with a fruit.
Okay. I bet I know what it is. Is it a kumquat?
Wow.
They have a kumquat emoji, but that's a good guess.
Wing it a minute.
So much promise today.
Yeah. Wait a second. So hang on. Let me think this through for a second.
You flamed out right
think
there.
It through.
So it's a drawing of a small, it's a small drawing, it's an emoji, and it's of a fruit. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Yes, stay in the produce aisle. Yes, stay in the produce.
It's a fruit.
Is it a sliced open cantaloupe?
Sliced open cantaloupe!
Oh, I think you've revealed more about yourself.
I could give you a hint. You might give me a hint. Your favorite band, one of their albums. Right, Ace?
Oh, it's a tomato. Yeah.
You're already on fruit. Well, tomato is technically a fruit.
Waiting for Columbus.
I have one on my desk, helps.
You're falling right into the pit, Tom.
I have one of these. Right,
that was a good hint from Tim.
That was good.
Okay, it's a prune?
Yes, it's a prune.
Yes.
Prune.
Oh, no, it's a peach. It's a peach.
I got a prune emoji. Right. I'm coming over.
I'm
giving him peach because I want you to be 4 for 4.
Is it a sliced and half peach?
Why are you slicing them?
It doesn't have to have a slit in it.
Have you seen a peach?
In
it
person?
Has like a. It's got.
Oh, so it looks like a buttock.
Like an ass.
It's a booty.
President,
yeah, it's a booty.
Presidents of the USA. That's what peaches is about.
Eat a peach. Allman Brothers. Okay, sorry. I get that or do I get half?
You get that one. Definitely. I mean,
really?
You get that.
Very generous of you, Al.
That's very generous.
Listen, Josh, I'm in a good mood today.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad.
You ever see the movie Women in Love, the Ken Russell film of. Remember where Alan Bates and they're eating the. Okay, never mind.
Women in Love.
It's a great movie.
63, maybe.
No, 70-ish.
Oh, 71. 70-ish.
No, but it's a classic.
Well, 1920, it's from the novel by D.H. Lawrence.
Yeah, but no, it's
Have you seen it?
No, I've never seen Women in Love.
Oh,
1969.
Like it, okay. I've seen. There's a really interesting scene where Alan Bates and who's the other guy in it? The guy from Tommy is in it. Oliver Reed. He's great. Let's move on. Al, I got to learn a new word. What
the
is
the Foxy
it?
Glenda Jackson?
All right. This is actually a phrase from a song. It was the hook of a song by a rapper named MC Breed. The name of the song was called Ain't No Future in Your Frontin'. What does that mean?
Frontin'?
Frontin'.
I know that during the 50s, there's
God.
A great movie Woody Allen made called The Front.
Yeah. You're off. I'm going to be honest, you're off.
This is where a blacklisted writer would have someone front for him.
Nope.
No? Read the phrase again for me, please.
Ain't no future in your frontin'.
Ain't no future in your frontin'. Is this said to a lady or to a gentleman?
You can say it to either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. No, if you're
fronting. It's unisex.
Yes.
Okay. Fronting. Josh.
Josh, do you know?
Yeah.
Is it like putting on a false front, like pretending to be something you aren't?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Perfect. Yeah. Can we talk about how well Tom did today?
Exactly.
False bravado.
Yeah, acting tough. Yeah. You're not going to get far acting that way, essentially.
That's right. So. That's exactly right.
That's perfect. That's been my motto throughout life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. How's it now? Your bravado is quite real. Foolish, but very real. That's right. Yes.
Al, you are the best.
Love you guys. Tom, 5 for 5. Well done today, sir.
Okay. And look for a text from me later today. Got a surprise for you.
All right, I look forward
Turn
to
Turn your
it.
Phone off now, Al.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.